from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Jurors in the New York criminal hush money trial of former President Trump continued to hear testimony Friday, including from Trump's longtime assistant, Ronna Gaff, who said Trump kept contact information for two women he's accused of paying hush money to.
Graff's testimony was brief, but all those years of record-keeping packing a punch. She kept Trump's calendar and his contacts, and Graff told the jury she entered information for porn star Stormy Daniels, including her mobile phone number. And there was more. Graff testified she had a vague recollection of seeing Daniels in Trump Tower.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A powerful storm system moving over the plains Friday, bringing tornadoes to Nebraska. One tornado ripping through the suburbs of Omaha. Pat Woods' home was damaged among them.
We could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest and the whole neighborhood's gone.
Police crediting early warning systems for the low numbers of reported injuries and no known deaths. Temporary migrant farm workers will have more legal protections under a new rule from the Labor Department. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with more.
Reports of overcrowded farm vehicles and deaths have increased as the number of guest farm workers has risen, officials say. Each year, about 300,000 immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take seasonal jobs on U.S. farms. A new rule from the Labor Department will require farmers to provide vans and buses, seatbelts required. Workers will be protected from employer retaliation if they meet with lawyers or union reps. Some industry groups call the rules excessive. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A much-needed resupply of Ukraine's air defense system is forthcoming as the Pentagon says the U.S. will provide the country with additional Patriot missiles as part of a $6 billion aid package. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University in New York say they're at an impasse with school administrators and plan to continue their encampment on campus. You're listening to ABC News. An American Airlines flight attendant indicted this week after authorities say he tried to secretly record a 14-year-old girl using an airplane bathroom last September. Police have also alleged that Estes Carter Thompson III of North Carolina had recordings of four other girls using lavatories on an aircraft where he worked. He was indicted on one count of attempted sexual exploitation of children and one count of possession of images of sexual child sex abuse. His lawyer did not comment following the federal indictment. San Francisco has become somewhat famous for its problems with car break-ins. Now a well-known congressman and Senate candidate has fallen victim to it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
Congressman Adam Schiff is running for U.S. Senate here in California, and he had to wear a hiking vest and casual attire to an upscale party this week because thieves stole his suitcase. His dinner suit was among the items stolen when burglars broke into his car in a downtown San Francisco parking garage. Schiff was reportedly warned not to leave anything in the car, but was in a rush and came back and it was all gone. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs pushing back against a woman's lawsuit that accuses him of sexual assault, filing a motion Friday to dismiss some claims that they say were not illegal when the alleged conduct occurred decades ago. The filing claims Combs cannot be sued for certain laws he's alleged to have violated that weren't on the books when the alleged acts occurred in 1991. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.